Morning, I'm on the third part of our series, and I get to talk about doing life together, which I'm excited about talking about, but I'm also nervous about talking about, because it's all a learning curve as we walk through life. So let's just open in prayer. Father, we do worship you this morning, give you glory and praise, and Lord, as words flow out of my mouth, I pray those would touch the hearts of those who are here this morning. And Lord, let them not be of Ed Kroll, but of you, Lord, this morning. So we give you honor, glory, and praise. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. And so I just want to recap a couple things from the last couple Sundays. The first Sunday is scripture, 1 Peter 4:10-11. God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Do you have the gift of speaking? Then speak as though God himself were speaking through you. Do you have the gift of helping others? Do it with all the strength and energy that God supplies. Then everything you do will bring glory to God through Jesus Christ. All glory and power to him forever and ever. Amen. And then the next week, scripture, 1 Corinthians 11:17-18, it says, when we come together here in our meeting place, let's be a benefit to one another by allowing God's Spirit to work through us so that God would be glorified. And so those are just a couple of things as we grow together. One of the things that I'm learning is that we're all different. We're not all the same. So we look at things differently. We may talk differently. We may have the word I want to use, and hopefully is like an edge to yourself. Maybe you're not fine and perfect. You might be imperfect. But the nice thing is as a family, we can help each other. We can correct each other. We can love on each other. So this week was great for me because I got to experience that. And I just sensed that the Lord was just saying, Ed, you have to start refining yourself. You have to start getting a little bit better about how you talk and about how you act and about how you present yourself. I've always been kind of a guy that when he gets nervous, he talks really, I use my garage talk. As many people may or may not know, I spent a lot of years working in the automotive world. And it's probably with a lot of trades, it's probably with a lot of workplaces, but I know that the mechanics I worked with, I know one in particular, his goal was to try to get me so frustrated I would swear. That was his whole goal. He would misdiagnose cars. He would not do stuff properly just to see if he can get Ed upset. And, you know, after about 3 years, eventually that happened. And he was like, great, now I can move on. So that's the type of, you know, I use the word teasing, but that's the type of place or workplace that I kind of grew up in, because the Lord moved me at quite a young age into this world of automotive, which I'm very thankful for, because it provided income for the family. But sometimes I wish I would have been smarter and wiser and a little more refined and been in the ministry a little bit sooner. But God is good, and so with that I learned a lot. And at the end of the day, I'm still learning a lot. I'm not afraid of correction. It does hurt. It does make me mad. But at the same time, it's like, you know what? I want to be refined. I want to become more like Jesus. And how do I become more like Jesus? I do life together. And that's with my family, with you, with the churches I've been at, and learning different things. So one of the main texts today we will be looking at a little bit later would be Romans 12. I don't have a ton of slides, not like my refined wife, who has lots and lots of slides. I just have one this morning, and it's going to be in Romans 12:9-16 when we get there. But one of the things I want to talk about a little bit is me and about myself and about things I've learned over the past few years of being within church. I grew up in church. I can't really remember Sundays that I missed. Even when we go on holidays, it's weird. Like, not going to church on a Sunday, even when we go on holidays, a lot of times it's like, we just got to go to the church because it's just, our week is so messed up. Because that's what it is. No matter where you are, church is our family, right? Way back in the 80s, one of the things I decided to do, I think I was about 15 or 16, I said, Foursquare is my family. So regardless of where I went, regardless of what church I was a part of, it was always Foursquare because I said, that's my family. So I embraced the concept and what Foursquare believes in. Still need to learn a lot. A story that I want to share with you is kind of a weird one, maybe, but it's how I got introduced to Foursquare. At the time, I lived in Victoria. My parents did a lot of church hopping. I don't know if you have that here in Cranbrook where, you know, people like to go from church to church to church. And eventually, every 5 years, it kind of circles around and you see them again. So that was kind of going on, and I was getting annoyed, and really I was getting tired of church because you make some friends, and then you're in another church, and they make friends, and I couldn't handle it. So I walked into this. My parents, I stopped going for probably a few weeks. I think I might have still been going to church the way, but I can't remember. But I remember walking in one evening service. Remember those? Did you guys ever have those? You know, the evening services? And this big guy, about 6'4", his name was Arnie Chamores, who was a pastor within Foursquare. And he was a police officer at the time at the Victoria Police. And he definitely had zero fear. Like, didn't matter what size, what make, what model you were. He would just get in your face. And I remember him coming to me that one Sunday. And I had a big chip on my shoulder. And he came over and gave me a hug. And I said, if you do that again, I'll take you down. You know, I was a big, tough guy, but really not so much. And so the next week, I went to the church on that Sunday morning. And guess what happened? He came up and didn't even ask. He just did. And it broke something down inside me to say that I'm not this big, tough guy. I am a marshmallow in a lot of ways. And that he accepted me regardless of where I was. That's what that spoke to me as. So I thought that it was like an unconditional love. He invited me into his family. They always laugh about this, but it is true. When I went to a high school close to his house, I had a car. At lunchtime, I never brought a lunch. I'd go to his house, because it was always unlocked, and I'd go into his fridge, and I ate all the leftovers, because that's what their family never ate leftovers, so it was great. I'd go there, they would come home that evening. Oh, Ed was here. So, and you can ask him, because it is totally true. I used to, for a whole school year, I never ate a lunch. It's probably why the size I am, because I just ate everything. The other one, really real fun story, is with Barry and Linnea Hansen. When they came to Victoria Foursquare, they were just kind of coming out of the hippie, you know, walk on fire, this really new, just an interesting spot in their life, coming back to the Lord. And one of the things that they did was they opened the door for me. They would have me come over and babysit their house and babysit their dog. It was that unconditional love. And that's what drew me to Foursquare. Was because it became like family. And I believe that that's the first and starting point of our relationships, is that we got to get to know each other. This week, I really was struggling with what can I share? What can I maybe share that's different that people haven't heard before? But I came back around to go, you know, I think we have to regurgitate and keep on learning and keep on hearing things about love and about God. And a book that I've always, when I've officiated a wedding or did marriage counseling, one of the books I usually have the couples read together is The Five Love Languages. Has anybody heard of this? It's written by Gary Chapman. I think today it's still very strong. There is also, which I'm not going to touch base on this morning, but is values as well, what we value. But this morning I want to touch base upon the five love languages. And the reason why is because I use the word, please bear with it, but keep it simple, stupid. Has anybody heard that before? I like to keep it simple for myself as much as possible. But these were five very important things that I thought, as we are doing church together, as we are being family together, that if we get to know one another, these are areas where we can strengthen one another. So I'm just going to go through each one. Fairly quickly, I won't spend a lot of time in taking them apart, but I just thought, again, it'd be something that we can put in the back of our mind or not in the back of the mind, to the forefront. Bring it forward so that way when we're talking to people, looking and observing and saying, oh, this person. So let me just go through these. So words of affirmation. This language uses words to affirm other people. For those who prefer the words of affirmation language, hearing I love you and other compliments are what they value the most. Words hold real value with its language. Furthermore, negative or insulting comments cut deep and won't be easily forgiven. So that I thought that was a real good one to start off with, because words can be very detrimental. Words can be really cutting, and so it is important. I need to use that always when I'm thinking, or speaking, I should say. Quality time. This language is all about giving the other person your undivided attention. Unlike the words of affirmation language, talk is cheap, and being a loved one's main focus leaves quality timers feeling satisfied and comforted. Distractions, postponed dates, or the failure to listen can be easily hurtful to these individuals. Being there for them is crucial. Sorry. Number three, receiving gifts. This does not necessarily mean the person is materialistic, but a meaningful and thoughtful present is makes them feel appreciated. Acts of service. For these people, actions speak louder than words. And then physical touch. To the person, nothing speaks more deeply than an appropriate touch. And so again, just let me read these. Words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch. Now, one of the things that, just before I carry on, I just wanted to touch on is that these are five, I think, very important things. And I was thinking, well, how do we do this? Like if there's 50, 60, 70, 100 people, how do you do this? Well, it's, I think, easy because you become in relation with one another, talking with one another, caring for one another, and then be an observant. So, you know, if someone brings you a gift, that might be a possibility. That's one of their love languages. I think there's a little bit of all five in everybody, but there's one or two that really stick out. So I want to challenge you this morning to say, well, what's mine? Like, internalize it and go, what is my strongest one? And am I fulfilling that strong one? Because I think if we aren't fulfilling that, there's a sadness or a depression or something that can come over us. Why isn't things going better or whatever? Is because maybe you're not living your own love language. You're trying to live someone else's love language. That's really good for marriage. It's good for relationships regardless. So I want to encourage you this morning to, if you haven't read the book in a while, I'd recommend picking it up and just perusal through it again. So again, that was the five love languages written by Gary Chapman. Hebrews 10, 24 through 25. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encourage one another and all the more as you see the day approach. You know, one of the things that I find that some Christians do is that they just want to be home. They don't want to be involved in a church because of a hurt or a past hurt. And yet, this is where we need to be so we can encourage one another. It's hard to encourage yourself. Has anyone ever tried to do that? Like, sit in the mirror and go, hey, you are. It just, I don't know, it doesn't work, does it? Like, you are good. You're, you know, because really at the end of the day, you need to hear from other people. And I think what gives us a lot of joy is when we can step out and love on somebody. So if we can learn one thing about one the person and memorize that, I think it will be beneficial to how we as a church operate. So that way when people from outside our community, our circle here, come into this place, they would see that going on and I think gravitate to that. I think people gravitate to things that are pure and holy and of God. So if we're being pure and holy of God, people are going to gravitate. Again, my prayer is that this church will be a light within Cranbrook. That when Dave was praying this morning, he prayed for the neighbors on all the sides and how they're not coming here and how they should be coming here. So My prayer is that they hear the music. Yeah, they might be annoyed, but I'm praying that the spirit of the music would go into our neighbors and that we would win this part of the neighborhood and then through the rest of Cranbrook for Christ. That we would be a church that is on fire, that is reaching the lost. Even though Cranbrook's not a huge amount of number of people, there's thousands lost here. So we need to continually be in prayer on that. This week, I know you touched base on a little bit this morning when you prayed, but I wanted, as a family, it's fun when we get to share. So I did ask Marilee if she would share a little something that I thought, as family, this is exciting, that happened just after prayer on Wednesday.
Thank you.
Good echo. So I work with nurses. I'm just talking the garage talk.
Yeah,
like,
okay,
you want to hear the worst?
Let's do it.
Hang around nurses. And I have one that wants to make me swear, but she's not done it yet for many years. That's only due to the Lord. Anyways. Earlier on Sunday, one of my coworkers, I've worked with her 20-odd years, and not directly with her, but in the same hospital. And she went missing up in Jumbo, Glacier area. Anyway, talking to some of my coworkers more recently, I haven't talked with her, but that everybody, it was a common thing, everybody felt literally sick to their stomach immediately, the ones who knew her. She's one of the best nurses you'll ever know in this city of Cranbrook, literally. Not making that up. And so she went missing. So prayers were going up. I do know that they attend the Catholic Church, but she walks with the Lord in front of her. I've seen that for many years. I mean, not but she is. She's a believer. So Wednesday morning, the Lord said, okay, I want you to spend some time with me, and let's lift Louise up, and let's pray for her. So I was praying for her and talking to him, but also listening to him. And he gave me a very clear picture of him lifting her up like a dad or grandpa. Let's picture Grandpa Dan there, picking up their grandchild and cradling them. He said, and his words, I'm carrying her. I'm carrying her. That was Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, well, we're going to pray with that. We came here to meet on Wednesday night to pray. Literally during that time, they found her. Not just because of our prayers, everybody's prayers, but just how effective that was.
Yeah.
And the huge relief. It was wonderful. It was wonderful, but he was carrying her.
Yeah. Amen. So when we're doing family together and we're being together, these are the type of things that I believe can happen and are happening. I know that being a part of the prayer nights for the last little bit, it seems like every Wednesday something has happened. You know, if it was a healing or someone being found and a part of all the prayer and the words, God is just doing a miraculous thing. So if you're not making it out to those prayer nights, if you can, you might want to start trying to make them out. But not just that, is as a family on a Sunday morning trying to make it out, because I think we can grow and become stronger. Is there anybody else here who would like to share anything that, as a family, that God's maybe done this past week? Anybody at all? Amen. You can come forward, Dave.
So this week is very, very quite hectic for myself and my wife. We have the multicultural that we had to do Saturday. And we have the delegates from the Philippine Embassy coming and having to help somebody prepare for birthdays, and also for today's celebration too. So everything else is like, and then work plus work. So everything else is just kind of like, I felt so inundated.
Yeah.
Inundated is the word. So like, just kind of like, and somehow just like, and I woke up at 5:30 the other day. It's like, oh, I got to do this. I got to do this. But God is good because he lets us know to just stop, breathe, mention his name. God is good. So I just kind of like, and then I get this surge of, you know, okay, he's in control. Yeah. He's in control. Whatever happens, it happens. You know, like, so, you know, I need to drive people around. I need to drive the delegates around. I have to set them up. And so, but everything else went well. And so, but it's not over yet. But, you know, still God in control.
So thank you, Lord. Yeah. Amen.
Well, praise God. This might not sound very spiritual, but guess what? I got a skunk in my basement. And I into my basement the other day. I went to get something out of my basement. I was shocked. There's a skunk standing there. So I backed out slowly. So I left my doors open so he could go out. Actually, I have a garage, and basement door just comes out of my garage. So he doesn't have to go downstairs or anything. But anyway, I thought he had gone. So yesterday I go rushing in there to get something out of my basement, and about here to the pastor, there's the skunk. We're looking at each other. So I back up slowly. I didn't want him to turn around and spray me, so I back up slowly and got out of there. So anyway, last night I left all the doors open so he could get out of my basement. He's been in there for almost a week. And wow. Anyway, my place is starting to get a little smelly. He hasn't sprayed yet, but that's what I want you to pray about, that I don't get sprayed, because if I get sprayed, I won't be able to come to church, or if I do, nobody will be able to stay. So I just pray that the Lord would remove that skunk.
Amen. Well, and that's what's family about, sharing stories, right? Joyce, did you want to? Good. Amen. Go ahead, Jama, and then I'll come back to John.
I have a really excitement in my life, especially my daughter's life. And last Wednesday, we prayed for my daughter. She was driving. She lives in Cranbrook, and she's going to Kamloops and Vancouver picking her husband. And but we asked for prayer for, because she's driving through this, the whole BC, that fire everywhere. I mean, I was a little frightened, you know, and she's got a 11-month-old baby. And so Carolyn prayed, and on Wednesday, and I had so much peace after that. And so, like, I had a peace, and Bill said, maybe she shouldn't go. But yesterday, she left in the morning, and she made it there. So, I mean, she said, Mom, it was so great, and baby was good, and road was fine, and it went so well. So I just thank God so much for, especially her life right now. We've been praying so much. There's a lot of things going on, but every step of her life last month, I see miracle. I see miracle after miracle. And I just thank, I praise God for all their things. And also, this is the main thing, that I think she really did have a connection with God.
Amen.
And I just thank God. And also, this is what I heard from her the other day. She have a baby, and she's a breastfeeding, and she have so much milk, so she freezing this milk in the freezer. And someone who just adopted a little baby in Lethbridge, and coming, picking it up. And she asked me, Mom, please pray for this lady, for this milk. She will bless. And her health, baby, you know. Yeah. Like, I just thank God, you know, you're giving her a new life. Amen. And her family will be okay.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
We'll do one more.
Thank you, brother. Just a quick closing report. I don't think you and your wife were here when I reported my son's mother-in-law was in an accident, her and her husband, up in Fernie. And he wasn't hurt bad, but she was. They diagnosed a broken neck at C3 and a broken back at C6. And the doctors here in Cranbrook said she'd never walk again. She'd paraplegic. They flew her to Vancouver General Hospital, and they said the same thing. This is it, you know. And long story short, we started to pray, and some of the people here and others that I phoned started praying. I said to my son, no, she's going to be okay. And result is the doctors in Vancouver General Hospital said it's a miracle. She was walking within a week, and on Thursday night, I was at a barbecue at my son's place. She and her husband were there. She's fine. She's still a bit shaky hands, but absolutely perfect. And that was the result of the prayers of the saints.
And amen. And we'll do one more.
Oh, I get to be the last one.
Yeah.
So I love how God is in the little things. In the big things. And for the last few months, I have been doing a huge project at my house. I'm building a new modular, and I'm moving my old home off the property. But in order for this to go through, the old home had to sell. And for the last 2 months, I've been waiting and waiting, and people are coming and interested, but nothing was moving forward. And in the meantime, I've got excavating going on and new services coming in and this new home being built, ready to come. And so Thursday morning, I just had one of those moments, and I was just tearful in front of the Lord and going, like, I know that I can do this. I know that you've got the timing. And I know that you can give me strength no matter how long this takes, even if it's right till the last moment. But I do start work in 2 weeks as a teacher, and I kind of like this to be dealt with. And I said, can you please just, like, can someone just come and put the money in my hand? And can I not have to deal with it being removed? Like, can I just walk away and I'll come back and it'll be gone? And I had been down at the neighbor's feeding the dog and doing stuff, and I started walking back up home, up the hill, and I turned my emails on to check what was going on, and a new person responded to my Kijiji ad that morning and said, can we come see the place at 2 o'clock? And I was like, oh, the grandkids are coming up at 1 o'clock, and it's... Anyways, I said, okay, and they came. And I don't know, they asked lots and lots of questions, and I didn't actually feel like it was positive. And after about 45 minutes, we ended up in my kitchen as we were talking, and she looks at her husband, and she goes, you got to put some money in this girl's hand. Mm-hmm. And so they bought it, and they put the money in my hand.
Wow.
And, like, right in my hand. Like, that's the little detail that the Father heard my heart. And then they said, and we don't want to have anything to do with moving this. We just want to pay somebody to get it, do whatever it takes, and set it up on our place so we can just see it, which means that removes me as well, because that's their heart.
Right.
So I love that.
Amen. So as we do family together, isn't it exciting to hear the different stories? Different things. There's so much going on, and I think sometimes we can get distracted with our lives that we don't see what's going on in other lives. And so that, when we get together as a corporate meeting, I just love hearing all the different things, because I didn't know pretty much any of that stuff. So I got to know a little bit about different people that I may or may not come in contact with on a weekly basis or a daily basis. And so as a family, I think that's, again, comes down to what we're all about. And so family is important. And so I want to jump into my scripture this morning, Romans 12, 9 through 16. And I'm not going to keep you much longer, because I do know that some of us are going to the picnic, and I've heard some are not because of the smoke, but we haven't looked outside yet, so maybe the smoke is all dissipated, right? We're hearing about miracles all morning. Have you been listening to this? Like, it's miracle after miracle, God answering prayer. And I've been getting up here weekly saying, God will hear your prayer and answer your prayer. So let's petition to him and let's lift it up. Say, God, my leg is sore. My friend is not well. And as a family. And so Romans 12, 9 through 16 says this. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourself. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fever. Serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Life in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people in low position. Do not be conceited. And this morning, I don't sense that of new life at all, to be honest with you. Since my wife and my son and I have been here, I sense that this is a church of love, a church of acceptance, and a church that wants to move forward. I think the previous pastors, Gordon and Jacqueline, did a very good job, really good foundation. And now we just get to take rooms and walls down and rebuild here and there, but our foundation's great. I think of the thrift store that I work at. I got to take and reconstruct the retail area, but the person before me laid a good foundation with kind of the thought pattern to help me. And that's where I find with this church, is that we're able to move forward and not have to restart or regenerate. So I'm excited about that. The worship this morning was just spot on. Like, you heard God, you sang the songs, and I just sensed the presence of God here. And so the Lord is moving in a mighty way. I know one of the areas that, like when in scripture here it talked about love must be sincere. You can sense when people are genuinely loving and caring. So as a body, we have to be conscious of that to one another. Hate what is evil. So when I get somebody mad at me or whatever, do I sit there and be happy about it? Absolutely not. I get sick to my stomach because it's like, that's not what I'm about. And I know because I'm a goofball, it happens too much. And so one of the learning curves for me has always been, I learn by experience. That's just a learning curve. So I'm the guy when we do construction, so you'll never ask me to do construction at your house. I need two pieces of wood because I always get the first one wrong. Yeah, I even measure and it's still somehow, yeah. So it doubles everything. So that's why I love Brett, you coming on board. That's why I had you do the work, trust me, Davidson at the shop. But that's how I learned. But one of the things I know that God's put on my heart, and again, we're family, so I'm sharing with you from my heart, is that I am, and my wife's going to laugh because I always get mad at her, is books. I'm trying to read more. So if you look at my nightstand, my wife's like, you got to read this book. Oh, you got to read this book. Hey, you got to read this book. Okay, this is a guy who's probably reads a book or two a year other than the Bible every day. So the stack is getting like this. And so she's like, okay, we're going to read a book together. Mind you, she can't, I want to tell them the story. So I got to tell you this story. When we first were married, we used to do devotions together. It was awesome. I used to fall asleep. I was out like a baby. She was reading away, and I was gone, and I'd be up for the night. So we stopped doing that because it was great. So we don't read together that way because Even if you notice Sunday mornings when she's preaching, watch me. Because I'm like, I got to try to stay awake here. And it's not because she's boring. It's because her voice is so soothing. Yeah. Yeah, pretty good, eh? So one of the things I'm trying to do is, and the other thing is we're reading a book together. I want to finish the story. Is she reads a chapter in, what, 6 minutes, 7 minutes? A week later, I'm like, yeah, I'm done. So it is a challenge for her to read slowly. But I am trying to move to learning and not be the two pieces of wood guy. I'm trying to be the one piece of wood guy. So I'm trying to grow and strengthen. And with that is learning things. So for me, this whole concept of doing life together is I don't want to make two cuts. I want to make one cut. So I want to get to know you and speak to you in a way that is loving, encouraging, strengthening, uplifting. And so one of the scriptures I want to read this morning, and this is really what I want to do, and I share this when I do usually all my weddings or when I'm officiating them, it's 1 Corinthians 13, and most of you know this one, but verse 4 through 6, and it says this, and I just need more light, so I'm turning around. Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no records of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. And so this morning, I wanted to share this with you. It was a very simple but a very hard message to share, because I was sharing, you know, from deep within, so you get to know me a little bit. But I want us, and my desire, I should say, for us as a church is to be like that to anyone who comes in, to one another. It was exciting to hear about the different stories going on all week long. And that's what church is all about. It's about family. We loved having everybody come to our house on Tuesday. We got to share. This last Tuesday, we had just under 30 people in the home. So it was exciting, right? Because we got to share with different people, and we're conversations here and there, and it was just exciting. The nice thing is both of our mice that we know of have been caught, so we're happy about that. So you guys don't have to worry about it if you come visit us again. And I want to conclude with this, and it's going to be scripture, and I was like, Lord, how do you want me to close this? And so I'm going to ask the worship team to come and sing that last song, because I want to close our service. Go ahead and get ready, worship team. I wanted to close our service with a bang. I just want to be excited and everything. But as I conclude, I want to read scripture as a prayer. So as they're getting ready, I'm going to invite you to just close your eyes. I'll read this as best as I can. It's in Colossians 3, 12 through 17, and it says this. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly beloved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds all together in perfect unity. Verse 15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs of the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Thank you, Lord. If you're here this morning and this is the first time you've heard the message, or maybe it's the 10th time you've heard the message, but you have not received Christ into your heart, I would like to pray with you. And if that's you this morning, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand, and then I will pray with you. I'm not going to have you come forward or anything. So if that's you this morning, this is something you want to do, I'm going to encourage you to do it. And also, this is something Carolyn and myself are going to do every service, because we believe this is really essential to our relationships. So if that's you this morning, go ahead and raise your hand. Go ahead and start. Father, I just want to thank you for this morning. We give you glory and we give you praise. We pray for patience, kindness, goodness, Lord, to all those in and around us. And Lord, as we end their service with a song of praise, I ask that you be with us as we go this afternoon. In your name we pray, and everybody said,
amen. Amen.
Go ahead.
I thank the Lord for what is done in us. I thank the Lord for His love. I thank the Lord for what He's gonna do in us from the heavens above. I thank the Lord for the smile that He puts on my face. I thank the Lord for His grace. Yeah. I thank the Lord for the joy that He has given me. 'Cause now I know that I am really set free. Everybody, everybody, everybody praise the Lord.
Everybody praise the Lord.
Everybody, everybody, everybody praise the Lord.
Everybody praise the Lord.
I thank the Lord for what He's done in us. I thank the Lord for His love.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, for what He's gonna do in us from the heavens above. I thank the Lord for the smile that He's put on my face. I thank the Lord for His grace. I thank the Lord for the joy that He has given me. 'Cause now I know that I'm really set free. Everybody, everybody, everybody praise the Lord.
Everybody praise the Lord.
Everybody, everybody, everybody praise the Lord.
Everybody praise the Lord.
Everybody, everybody, everybody praise the Lord.
Everybody praise the Lord.
Everybody, everybody, everybody praise the Lord. Everybody, everybody. Everybody praise the Lord.
God bless all of you.
Amen, amen. Well, go and love one another in Christ. If you need prayer this morning, I am here. Pastor Carolyn's here. Dan's here. We'll gladly pray with you. Go with Christ.